I mean, yeah, all that stuff kind of stuff is contagious, you know. I think more so during the game, you know, he's very, you know, locked in, and, you know, his intensity that he brings on the field is definitely contagious. But, you know, as far as during the week, I think, you know, we're just going, you know, going about our business just like it's another, every other week. You know, we're preparing for, you know, whatever team we have coming up next, and we're going to do that to the best of our ability. Coaches, players, you know, everyone on and off the field, on, you know, in practice, in the meeting room. So, you know, that's just kind of the stuff that we focus on throughout the week.
Well, it's always great to play at home. We got great fans here, and I know they've been waiting to see Tom. So that's definitely going to add some electricity. But at the end of the day, we just have to focus on doing our jobs and preparing for Cincinnati. And that's not going to change the way we prepare. It's always nice to have a great home crowd, and I know we always do here because we got such great fans. But at the end of the day, that can't affect how we do things, you know, Monday through Saturday.
You know, we travel well as fans, and as playing here as a team, we really appreciate that too. So, you know, I'm excited to, you know, to feel the atmosphere this week.
You most definitely want to be ready for a hungry team, or a team that's trying to shake back from anything, any player, any team, any coach, any business, anything. So, you just got to be ready because you don't want anything to sneak up on you and, you know, just get you out of shock. So just got to go out there and be ready to play.
You know, we're just trying to go out there and, you know, do the best we can, you know, and, you know, if things open up, they do. And that's, you know, our job to go out there and execute, you know, our game plan and what's called. And, you know, so whatever we get thrown at us, you know, we're going to try to go out there and do the best ability.
It's tough. I mean, I think you really just got to know where he's at. You got to know how your defense is expected to play, whatever the play call is, you know, where he's at in reference to that. You know, it's can't go out there and say, well, on this play, you know, we won't worry about A.J. Green, but this play, you know, he's a guy each play. You have to try to do something to take him away and be aware, especially in the secondary, you know. So it's not just one guy's responsibility. It'll be a host of guys that are responsible for trying to limit him. And, you know, like you said, with the attention that, you know, he gets and that he deserves, you know, it opens things up. And then, you know, we all know LaFell and we know JoJo, so we know how good of a player he is. So it's not a case where you could just stop A.J. Green and just let everybody else go free. You know, JoJo's a great player. Boyd's a rookie that's played well all year. And then they have, you know, if Efer comes back, they have three tight ends that are very capable.
You know, they got a very explosive receiving core. You know, running backs are really good. Tight ends are really good. Quarterback can make all the throws. Offensive line is, you know, a really good group. So, again, really good football team. And, you know, you really have to have a good week of preparation.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.